It's a David Bach Show. Thor Jensen, KNFO. Sugar.
Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting.
I can't believe you wanted the Archies. I love this tune.
Honey. Sugar, sugar.
I mean, come on, they just don't make music like this anymore.
There's a reason for that. We've gone over this.
I mean, come on.
This is like beach blanket bingo surfing in California in the like 50s.
And what's wrong with any of that?
Nothing, I can know.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
Were you really watching tennis on your laptop computer?
No, I was making actually. This is going to be a quick pub moment. Yeah. I was actually pulling up something I've been working on that I was going to show you later. I just want to make sure that I could pull it up. That's all. Because you turned off my mic and then you kicked me off, and so I'm just gearing up for afterwards.
All right, so I was talking to Brandon on the other show.
Right.
And I was talking about how there are all these new streaming services. Like Disney's going to come out and they're going to charge like $7 a month for like all the Star Wars movies, all the Disney movies and whatnot. HBO Plus is going to be coming out later this year and they're going to charge $7 or $8 a month. They're all kind of competing against Netflix and Hulu, and all these subscription services are coming out. It's like the new model of television that's eating into cable and direct TV and satellite television, right?
Right.
So now, how do you navigate this as a TV guy? Because if I were to like have all these services, I'm going to be paying $150 a month.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I think a lot of this is directed, obviously, towards mobile devices. And when you're traveling or when you're going to work or commuting, hopefully not in a car, that you have the ability to stream live and watch. Just like I was trying to watch the tennis here a second ago, I was streaming it on my phone.
But that was on free on ESPN, probably.
No, ESPN now pops you, too. They have ESPN Plus, and you have to pay for that now, too.
So the question is how do you decide?
Between which one?
Yeah, the ones, because the selection you have now with cable or DirecTV.
Well, here's the other side of it. So, like, it gets tricky because it depends on. So, there's. I just actually read about this the other day.
See how I knew that.
Uh huh. Who is it? Warner Brothers, which is Disney, is pulling Friends off of Netflix and they have till next year, and it's
they got the rest of the year. Office is leaving Netflix too.
Yeah, and Office is the number one show.
I saw
the numbers. Did you see the numbers?
They're still generating.
It's like 90 million people are watching that thing.
And
still,
same with Friends.
Friends is like 45 million.
Yes,
it's crazy how many people are watching the show. Like, who would have thunk those guys would have produced a show? It'd be dead for, 10 years? I mean, it's been off air for 10 plus years, 15 years?
Yeah.
And it's still the number one show, number two show going.
Well, I'll be honest with you. My wife and I are some of those viewers that like to watch the Friends again. We started the whole Friends series over again.
Yeah, I mean,
we've got through half of the episodes. We don't watch it every night, but when we want mindless, television that makes you laugh a little.
Right, because they haven't produced a good comedy in a while. I mean, like, that kind of... And I actually watched Seinfeld for, 15 minutes last night. I was rolling. It was so dang funny.
See, now that's on, I think, Hulu.
Well, it was on TNT last night.
Oh, you had it.
So it was just on regular
TV. But you can stream
TV.
It on Hulu, because I have Hulu.
Right.
So I pay for Hulu and Netflix.
Right.
And then DirecTV.
I mean, if you're traveling...
It's ridiculous. Television's gotten too expensive.
If you're traveling and you just want to throw it open and watch, I mean, I totally get it. My daughter does it all the time. She's like, she watches everything.
On her phone?
On her computer.
How big's your computer?
That's our regular size.
Well, no, there's a difference between a 15-inch and a 10-inch.
It's like, a 12-inch thing.
13-inch?
Yeah, 13.
I was talking to my niece, and she, I think it was my niece. Yeah, my niece in Michigan. And she doesn't mind watching television on her phone.
I can't do it for very long.
See, I subscribe to the fact that bigger is way better.
Me too. I'm with you.
Bigger is way better.
Me too.
If they made a 200-inch TV, I'd want it.
Yep.
In my living room.
As big as the wall.
As big as the wall in the greatest, highest resolution, OLED resolution.
I am 100% with you.
So I don't get the television.
The television's the same thing.
I'm the same way about the phone.
Right.
The bigger the better. I don't mind that it, just, as long as it fits in my back pocket, this can still get a little bigger and still fit in my back pocket.
Right.
Then I can read every newspaper on here and I love it. Now, you're not that way about your phone.
No, but I do read two different newspapers on my phone pretty steadily. But I don't like it. I like paper, but it's not convenient.
You like
I don't
paper?
I love paper. I feel like I'm looking at the whole thing. Like, I don't like getting the, and I'm saying this as I'm about to embark into doing this, so it's kind of funny. But
I like being able to read the Atlanta Urinal and Constitution, and then the Washington Post, then the New York Times, then the LA Times.
Did you bag on my AJC? You did, didn't you?
Did I say something wrong?
Yeah, you just really bagged my home paper.
Is that your home paper?
Well, it was forever. The Charlotte Observer is the other
one. Look, I'm a Detroit Free Press guy, and I'll bag on that too.
Okay.
It's still my home page.
Yeah.
It's been my home page for decades.
It's the best place to get kind of your local sports connection, because the beat writers do a better job than the national writers, for sure, if you're a sports guy. I like that stuff.
I didn't put the Denver Post for that, too. I didn't put the Atlanta Journal and Constitution in with Thor. Now, this makes a whole lot of sense. Now I get you. I've been wondering. Now I get you. Because
they used to put Louis Grizzard in there, and Louis Grizzard
was one of the best funny writers of all time. You love the editorial page. You love it.
Sure. I don't know. I haven't looked at the editorial page. I'm not sure if I like it or not.
So... anyway, so the question is, and this is also with the print things, does the Atlanta Journal and Constitution, since you still read it, do they have a paywall yet?
I don't know, because I cheat, because I'm being the silly Georgia Bulldog that I am, is they put out a side for the Bulldog sports, and it's called Dog Nation, and I go to that, and they're not making us pay for that yet. I'm waiting to see how long it takes before we.
I mean, even the Post Independent has a paywall now. If you want to read the edition that looks just like the newspaper online, you have to pay.
Right, and it's a free paper. Go figure that out in your spare time.
I'm not paying for it.
No, I don't.
There's no way.
No,
I won't pay for the Denver
Post.
But you
from
know
their
the
standpoint, being the journalist that I went to school for. I mean, these guys are all trying to figure out how to manufacture money to stay alive. So I don't blame them for doing whatever it takes.
No, I'm not blaming them. What I'm trying to ask you is, how do you choose? So now if you want to read the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Denver Post, the USA, well, I think the USA Today is still free. You have to pay for all these newspapers. So now you're looking at 10 bucks a month.
10?
12 bucks a month for all of them.
Wall Street Journal's like, 30,
oh, that's true.
I think.
Well, that's different. I mean, the Wall Street Journal, they charge more because they're financial.
Yeah, because they're the Wall Street Journal.
Because they're the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
But you're right. If you add that in, now you're looking at 25, 30 bucks a month.
Yep. I mean,
to get the newspaper.
Being the avid consumer that you are, and you're so smart and wily, you got to figure out which things you're going to be a participant in. That's your choice.
Or you figure out how to get them free.
Right. Or you figure that out. So as a consumer, that's what we're all having to do. It's like when you go to Walmart and have to decide between
dog foods. When it comes to TV,
because you're going to have to look at what you want for TV.
You want sports, but you have to make sure you have your sports. Would you quit watching tennis? Would you quit watching tennis?
I like my tennis.
Stop watching tennis.
Sorry. As we're talking about this, you're yelling at me about looking at my phone.
Ugh.
That's so good.
Yeah, now I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah, see, look at you. You're the worst. you're looking at that thing all the time. And then you start giggling, and I have no idea what you're giggling about. So I think it's something about me, which is...
pretty much you.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Wow.
So do you have a prediction? I'm going to drag you right back into tennis. So do you have... knowing everything you know about Nadal and Federer, do you have any insight for us?
Nadal.
Why? Why? Have you watched him play?
It's Nadal. I have.
He's playing really well. And he's had more of a challenge, and I think he's wicked motivated.
Look, I love me some Federer. I love him.
He is an artiste with a racket.
He's been great for the sport of tennis. I wish he would have been American.
He's Swiss. It's basically American.
It's not American. He's Swiss.
But it's close.
So, I mean, I just, and I kind of wish tennis would create an American that didn't suck. I mean,
Americans had an unbelievable run this year.
On the girls' side, yes.
And the guys' side. We had some guys make a good run.
What, they got to the second round?
No, they were littered in the round of 16, and then we had a couple in the quarters.
Who won?
Sam Querrey, I think, made it further than anybody else, which is really weird because I think he lives in a van in California and then drives to Wimbledon.
Isn't the round of
16 Wimbledon.
Quarters?
No, round of 16 is a round of 16.
And then it's...
Quarters is 8.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, just helping you out there.
So what do you call it, 16? 30-seconders?
No. Yeah, the round of 32.
Yeah, see?
That's how a tournament works. It's a 120-person draw to start, in case you're wondering.
Okay, so... But we're not... We don't have the Agassi. We don't have the Chang. We don't have the Sampras.
But there's some good young... There are some good young pups coming up. They're making a run. They're playing good tennis.
I don't believe you.
Whatever. Wait till the U.S. Open. You'll see.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
I mean, God, the days.
The U.S. Open for us is we get more Americans in because it's the U.S. Open. So the qualifiers who make it, and I mean, the seeds are to the seeds, but then when it comes to the qualifiers.
Since Sampras, we haven't had anybody. Sampras was the last one, right?
Roddick. Roddick's probably our last one.
He was okay.
What do you mean he was okay? He only played probably the best tennis match ever played when he and Federer got together.
Okay. He won what? One?
I think he won a U.S. Open, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So he was okay.
Jeez Louise. Your standards are a little high there, big guy.
My standards are Pete Sampras.
Right, and you want the mega
star. Jimmy Connor, Andre Agassi.
You're forgetting the best of all time, but that's all right. You keep going.
Martina?
No.
Who?
Well, I like Martina. Don't get me wrong.
Who's the best of all time?
Johnny Mack. If Johnny Mack had been able to control his drug problem,
Pete Sampras is the best American of all time.
No. Most talented, Johnny Mack.
Why?
You should see him play in the Champions Tour. He beat Sampras right now.
Well, that's
and he's
fine.
he's like 70 years old.
Because Sampras is fat.
No, he's not.
Sampras is fat and old.
No, and McEnroe is older and beats him. McEnroe has the best hands of anybody that's ever played the game. It's absolutely amazing. Even now, watching him play, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
On the Champions Tour stuff.
Yeah.
When he's motivated and he decides to play, it's unbelievable how good he is. He beat Roddick in a match that I saw. And that's like, one of the best things I saw in Wimbledon. I don't know. You keep looking around, so I don't know what you're doing. But
I'm thinking.
I know that. One of the best things I saw, watch the mixed doubles. It was Serena and Andy Murray. And they were playing this guy, Martin, who's like 6'6".
They lost.
They won this match. But I'm going to... So this guy, Martin, and... what was her name? I forgot her name. But Martin ripped a serve to Serena. 138-mile-an-hour serve.
Yeah.
Serena backed up, whacked it for a winner right back at him.
Right.
It was all-time awesome. And the look on her face was like, what the? I mean, it was amazing. I mean, he absolutely cannonballed a serve. Because, you know, mixed doubles, you sort of like, you know, I've listened to everybody. You play, you know, at that level, all bets are off. You play to win, right? You know,
right.
Go after the girl. Girls go after the guy. Whoever the weak link is, everybody's getting after it. And so, Christy.
What?
She just chimed in. And
did I say it or did you say it?
We probably both said it.
No, you said it.
You said it.
You said whatever. Whatever.
Whatever. And so Martin absolutely teed one up, and it was legit serve. I mean, the guys, 138 is big boy serving. I mean, Roddick would hit 150 occasionally. I mean, you get over the 140 mark, and it's unbelievable. And this guy almost hit 140, hit it at her, and then she smacked it back at him and said, "No, go away, go home, bye, see ya."
Leave. Okay, but she just hit it perfectly.
She drilled it. She was better. She was the best player on the court.
Now, to put that into perspective, the average tennis player probably serves at what speed?
I think yeah. The high level folks around here are probably breaking 100.
Okay.
The high levels.
Right.
The average person that's like just serving like recreational tennis, they're probably in the 60s, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I used to put a gun on it when I was playing in the old wooden racket days. I hit like 96.
With your wooden racket? With your Jimmy Connors wooden racket?
No, Jim Cramer, Wilson Pro Staff, baby.
And then it had the little wooden bracket to keep it from warping that you had to put on top of it?
The press? Yep.
I saw one of those the other day.
I would have
bought it. A racket with a press.
I would have bought it. Well, if it was a Jim Cramer. But then we moved into the Dunlops, and then the Donna came out, and then Prince made theirs. I think I hit that with actually a Prince Pro.
Last time I played tennis, wide bodies were the big time. You know, they were kind of like changing the technology of rackets. Now, what's changing the technology?
It's the materials they're making the tennis rackets out of. I mean, they're so much easier to hit. It's unbelievable. And actually, the biggest thing that's changing now in the technology of tennis, and it's something we've been working on. I mean, we've been trying to do since I started playing, was messing with string patterns,
What do you mean messing with string patterns?
Like, when I used to string rackets, and I used to do all kinds of funky string.
Like diagonals instead of...
Oh, yeah. Because of the way you hold the racket. Yeah, just trying to get more spin on a ball. Because Bjorn Borg changed tennis. He made tennis from a flat sport to a spin sport. Besides, a slice backhand was kind of there. But the top spin popularity coming in with Bjorn Borg radically changed the game. And it's a ball that is why the tennis court now, when you look at Wimbledon, is all brown at the baseline and there's nothing at the service line anymore, because topspin makes it very difficult to come to net and be successful, because you can blast away.
Are there any top players that are serving volley?
I mean, Roger's still the guy. He's an all-court guy. Joker's kind of an all... I mean, they will come to the net, but...
Well,
but
they'll
it is
all go
so,
to the net, but nobody. Connors was wasn't he a
he was an all court guy. They called him all court.
Well, yeah, but he was serving.
Johnny Mack was serving volley.
So,
Roddick was serving.
Right,
volley.
That's what I said. Johnny McEnroe serving volley.
Yeah, you said Connors, I think.
Oh, no, Connors was a baseliner.
Yeah,
but like Agassi was a baseliner.
Right.
Sampras was a
serving
volley.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and so if you look at the grass at Wimbledon, it's totally changed. And a lot of this actually goes back to the technology of the racket, and the strings that they're using now are generating so much more spin that these guys are, I mean, they can hit the ball so hard and have the ball will actually rotate and dive into the court. And so it's a hard hitting fast game. It's fun. It's fun to watch these guys get after it. I would love to see him all like grab like an old Prince Pro and have to play with the same racket, though, because that'd be pretty
funny.
Well,
would you really? I mean, would you want to watch? Exactly.
Well, you know what it would do?
It's
like
watching PGA guys go and get the old Persimmon Woods like up there and go whack around the golf course.
Actually, that is something I would want to see. See how talented they really are.
Yeah, but see, the thing is if you've ever seen a pro and his golf clubs, they pretty much the only part of their irons that are worn are right in the center.
Right. So it wouldn't matter what they hit. Let's go back to those clubs and see how talented they really are. Because those guys in the back in the day were shooting these low scores with those dinky little golf clubs.
Do records stand the test of time?
I would have said that the one sport where it's been able to hang tight because technology hasn't evolved the sport would have been baseball. But
Verlander says they're juicing the ball.
Right. So
do you think they're juicing the ball?
Yeah, I think they are. But also, you know what? He says
you think
that
the core will come off the bat harder than nowadays and fly further.
Are you talking
because of the core of the baseball?
Baseball? Yeah. I mean, I think
the only way to juice the ball is to do something different to the core.
And to wrap it tighter, I guess.
All right.
So
well,
they say. But you also, I mean, I like the fact that he says that.
But if you're wrapping it tighter, then won't it, if it tears, it'll just kind of blow up. Like,
I don't know.
Like in the natural.
That's what that's right. I mean, I think the biggest thing we have now with baseball is the dudes are way bigger. And the guy throwing the ball is throwing way harder. And then
that's true.
That's just physics. You throw it 100 miles an hour.
The hitter and the pitcher have both...
Evolved
at the same pace.
It's not Babe Ruth who's riding around on the train drinking whiskey sours and
well, they're
just
still
getting
drinking
fat.
I think they're still drinking whiskey sours.
Yeah, but they're 225 pounds of pure muscle.
Well,
with
that's
3% body fat.
That's because they got to be faster now. You need to be able to steal bases too, right?
No one steals a base. They just hit home runs and walk.
Okay, fine.
I'm just saying.
So
home runs are on a pace to. I saw the stat the other day. The home runs are on a pace this year to break every record book on the planet. They're as a league, the home run pace is set right now. If they continue at this pace, at 6,600 home runs for the year, that's insane.
And there's
that's
also
breaking the record
I think four
by
teams,
500.
They're going to have four or six teams that are going to break are on pace to break 100 wins, and then there's four teams that are on pace to lose 100 games. Including the Tigers.
Uh-oh. Tigers.
But that would be a record.
Yeah.
And that's all you got is yeah?
I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? There's no parity in baseball. It's because you have mega teams.
Who is your baseball team?
Red Sox, Braves.
Red Sox. And then you like the Braves. You're such a bandwagoner. David Boxer.
What are you talking about?
KNFO. Bandwagoner.
I like the way you're sparkling against your skin so brown, and I wanna sleep with you in the desert tonight with a billion stars all around, 'cause I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know. Peaceful.